Bonus episode featuring Matt Walsh, Kevin Duff, and Pamela Murphy. Here is your one-word suggestion from Twitter.
Let's jump into the Twitter line. Brian Dasinzo says, sucka, not sucker. Sucka, as in I'm going to get ya. Daryl fucking Hall says, speeding. And Tom Smith says, sunrise. That's three words to inspire you there, folks. Sunrise, speeding, or sucka. Everybody has a speeding story, I imagine.
Most people have a story about speeding in a car, and then some people are lucky enough to have stories about not being able to come down from taking too much speed.
I had a speeding story in Chicago. I might have blown a red light or something on the south side or something, and the cops pulled me over, and they took my license, and they went and went in their car, and then they got another call to which they had to race off to. So they came back with my license, and he took on an Irish accent because he saw my name was Walsh, and he's like, "Today's your lucky day, Mr. Walsh."
He was fucking with you, or that was his accent?
I think he was saying, "Oh, you're Irish, I'm going to give you a bye," I think, because they hopped in their car and drove off. But he was talking to me normal, and then he said, "We'll be right back, and give you a ticket," and then they got another call. Came back, gave me my license, and then said, "Today's your lucky day, Mr. Walsh," in an Irish accent, which I thought was funny and odd. Is that positive racism? I don't know what that is.
Did he look Irish?
He looked average. I don't know. He didn't look like gleamingly, like freckly and
redhead.
Yeah. But I thought that was an odd way to give you a break.
I've had that same thing in LA, not with the more interesting part of your story, but I got pulled over, I think it was Christmas Eve, actually, for speeding, and then a domestic violence call came in right in the middle of him dealing with me.
Nice.
And then he just starts screaming at me. It's like, I'm just going to get into this guy's head since I got to get off. He's like, "How dare you go 45 and a 30. I gotta go." I'm like, "All right, that's cool with me."
That was your.
But he did not change dialects on me.
So you didn't get the sweet Irish brogue send off that Walsh got.
No, he didn't get
the other cop story. I'll give you one more. I was at one of the beaches by Fullerton, walking back, and we had a cooler with beer in it, and you're not supposed to have beer in the parks. And they were harassing an African American guy because he had beer in his bag or cooler. And two cops were giving him a hard time. And he's like, "How come you're picking on me? How come you don't ask these guys?" And we just happened to be walking past at the same time. He's like, "All right, I will." So he opened my cooler, looked in there, saw the beer, and said, "Okay, you can go."
Wow, that's Chicago racism.
That's Chicago racism, yeah.
He doubled down on that guy.
Yeah.
You want to see a hassle? Watch this. If you're bummed out that we're giving you a hard time, wait till you see this.
Yeah.
I wasn't part of this, but my brother was busted at the lake for drinking beer. This is a part of just growing up in Chicago. Getting busted at the lake for drinking beer is just a thing.
Yeah.
My brother was busted with his friend, and the cop was giving them a hard time. He was giving them kind of the long lecture about, "You guys are out here drinking beer. We got to chase you down," you know, because they ran and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. "And now we can't go solve crimes because of you guys and your beer and blah, blah, blah. And I got a family." And it just turns into this whole long self-pitying thing about how tough it is to be a cop. And my brother and this other guy are sitting through this. And then someone says something about family or whatever. And my brother's friend says, "Well, you know, I got a family too." And then the cop, really mad for no reason, goes, "Let me tell you something. My family's at home right now, shutting the fuck up."
"Excuse me, officer. Yeah, I was speeding. I'm not sure what my ethnicity has to do with that, though.
It's just a question."
Here's a swab kit.
A swab kit?
Yeah, open your mouth.
We have to test you for ethnicity.
Chromosomes will tell us what your ancestors were.
Just do it, honey. Just let him do the swabs.
Ma'am,
and go.
Can you shut the fuck up?
Okay,
my
yes.
wife's in the car at home, shutting the fuck up.
Okay.
Sir, you cannot
speak.
Yes, that's my wife.
Can I see your wedding ring?
Here it is.
Wow. Cheapskate, huh?
Okay. That's what is that, honey? It's two carrots.
It's
is that two carrots?
Doesn't look like two carrots to me.
No, it doesn't look like two carrots. All right. I'm going to swab your wife first.
You're not... she wasn't even driving.
Please don't tell us how to do our job, sir.
Yeah. Mm. Are you a law officer?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. Ma'am, take this. Put this on the back of the roof of your mouth.
Okay. I don't know if you have to do that.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Okay.
All righty. Takes about 12 seconds.
Like I haven't heard about this. Heard of breathalyzers. I haven't heard of a swab test.
Don't make trouble, honey.
Can't we just tell them what our ethnicity is?
No. Okay. It says here your wife here is German, Croatian, English, Welsh. Which one is it?
English, Welsh. Yes.
It's
English,
pick Welsh. One, please.
It's Cornish. Thing. It's Cornish, which is
British Cornish.
From Cornwall. And
Cornwall?
Cornwall. It's Cornwall. English, Welsh. Cornwall. We're Welsh English.
Okay. All right. And you have some American Indian. Do you know what tribe that is?
I didn't even know that I had that, but you know, I'm going to guess that you know, my family is from the Northeast, so I would have to say Cherokee, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't guess, sweetie. Yeah. Look, we all have a little bit of American Indian in us.
Well, you don't. No, you don't, sir.
You want to know something? I'm looking at your swab results right now.
How did you get in my mouth without me looking?
I didn't do it in your mouth.
Oh, shit. What am I?
What is he?
Well, none of it's American. There's a lot of American Indian.
Hmm?
Yeah. You get a lot of Native American. You get some Mexican and Russian.
I wasn't aware of any of that.
Did you know about the Iranian part?
Iranian. I'm half Jewish. How could I possibly be Iranian?
There's Iranian Jews, sir.
Yeah.
Look, well, you're not in Iran, or you're not back on the reservation with your people, so we have laws, and one of them is obeying the speed at which you're operating your vehicle.
I was 5 miles over the speed limit.
I'm
going
to take the lady back
limit.
To the police cruiser for a minute.
No. Okay, go ahead.
She was not speeding. Why is she going into
I just want to explain something, sir. You're not back in Iran selling carpets or going to university, whatever you kids do back in Iran, and you're not on the reservation.
Your stereotypes are very odd, sir.
How so? What do they do in
Making
Iran?
Making carpets and going to universities is your top two?
They have a very high percentage of their population that's still in college over in that country. 50% of the kids there are under 25.
All right, she checks out.
She's good?
Yeah, she's very good.
All right, ma'am, you're okay to drive the vehicle away. You can pick your husband up at the detention center by the river.
Oh.
Wait, where am I going? The detention center?
You're going
downtown. I was barely going 5 miles over the speed limit. Most officers let that go.
Most officers?
Yeah.
So you're saying I'm not average? I'll take that. Put your hands behind your back.
Yeah, the important thing is you're going to the detention center. If you were Jewish, you'd be okay with this.
Why would that?
Put
you'd
your
just
hands,
go along meekly. You wouldn't question
put
it.
Put your hands behind
now
your
that's
back.
That's offensive.
I'm going to swab underneath your fingernails to see if there's any fecal matter or semen.
Of course there is.
What? Don't you
Everyone
cut your nails?
Has.
High percentages.
Oh, I'm sure there's some under yours, too.
High percentages is what we're looking for.
Well, I doubt that.
Let's see. Oh, my God. You have 90% fecal matter under your nails. All right. You're definitely going downtown.
Not that I should ask, but what's the other 10%?
Semen. We're going to have to quarantine.
That's all that's under there? No dead skin?
There's dust.
Just semen and...
pollen. There's 1% pollen.
Good.
All right. You're going to have to be quarantined downtown. Ma'am, do you know where the station is by the river?
I do know where the station is by the river, so I'll pick him up there, not downtown.
I'm sure it'll be a couple hours, honey. Just follow.
You'll have to take a survey. You'll have to take a survey to get your husband released.
You're having a bad day. I get it.
I am.
Don't hurry down to the detention center. Take your time.
This is a lot of stress for me right now.
Have a girl's day. You know, call your friends.
Okay, I'm going to do that because this is a lot for me to handle.
Do you have a family tree at home? You might want to bring it just to make sure everything checks out with the officer who releases him.
Okay, I guess I can bring a lawyer.
Yeah, bring my family. I'm surely not aware of this Iranian side of me.
We'll check the family tree.
I loved you, honey.
I loved you? Why is that past tense?
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
honey.
Man.
All right, guys. Can we work something out here?
Get in the back of the car.
We're all...
What
are you guys, by the way?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 100% Irish.
And you?
I'm 101% Irish.
That's impossible.
Oh, yeah?
Is it?
Come on.
He's 101%
Irish.
You can't
be more than 100% anything.
If you're Irish, you can.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. I like Irish. I watch the Notre Dame games. I mean, come on. Give me a break here.
Unit 12. We have a 32 on Jessup Street.
Oh, boy.
Responding, Unit 12. Responding.
Today's your lucky day.
You are very lucky,
you
pal.
You son of a bitch. You come into our country and you think you can fly your magic carpet or sell your beads
put
anywhere
your
you want.
Put all your semen and your fecal matter
your
on
filthy,
your fingernails.
Filthy pedophile hands. You are so goddamn lucky.
Okay, well, I'm not going to argue with this. What is a 32 that would pull you away from this?
It's self-immolation.
Someone set themselves on fire?
Yeah, that's right.
Down in the Buddhist
probably
district.
Some Buddhist,
yeah.
Don't be lazy, human. Give us our rating on iTunes. Music by Dragoon. This has been Matt Besser's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.